Dyer for the small expansion of existing campground based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Number one, conditional use number 705 was approved in 1982 for 150 campsites for overnight mobile campers, tents, camp trailers, touring vans, and the like. The campground was improved to have campsites, cabins, central water and wastewater, a camp store and office, in-ground swimming pool, bathhouses, playground, maintenance yard, chapel, and other similar features. The campground has been operating for the past 43 years. Two, this application seeks to add two properties to the existing conditional use. One of the properties includes a dwelling and the other includes a portion of a septic system that serves the existing campground. Three, the existing campground is immediately adjacent to the property that is zoned C1 general commercial that was part of an application for a senior care facility that was recently approved. The approved site plans for that use force and removal of the campground's clubhouse, office, and swimming pool, the addition of the approval parcels that are the subject of this application will add those uses back into the campground. Four, the additional of these two parcels will not materialistically increase the total area of the campground as it is approved in 1982. Five, the replacement of the removed use on these new additional parcels inconsistent with the campground requirements set forth in section 115-172H of a Sussex County Zoning Code. Six, this application will not alter the character of the surrounding area or adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. DelDOT has stated that these additional parcels will have a diminutive impact on the area roadways. The use is just a conditional of the longstanding operation of the campground. Seven, these additional properties will have access through the existing campground, access to Zion Church Road. Eight, the 1 acre portion of parcel 35.03 that is a part of this application lies within an excellent groundwater recharge area. Any disturbance within the portion of the property will be required to follow the criteria contained in chapter 89 of the Sussex County Code regarding source water protection. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, conditional use number 705 shall remain in effect for the entire campground and for parcel number 35-03, except for specifically modified by these conditions. B, these additional properties shall be used as one, a campground for mobile campers, recreational vehicles, tent, camp trailers, and touring vans consistent with the adjacent camp approved campground. Two, a resident and or office for the campground manager. Three, a meeting area for small retail businesses, clubhouse, and pool intended primarily for occupancy of the campground. And four, utilities as needed and necessary for the safe operation of the campground. C, the lighted on-premises sign not to exceed 32 square foot of sign area per side shall be permitted. The lighting for the sign shall not shine on any neighboring properties or roadways. D, all security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, the applicant shall comply with all DelDOT requirements, including any entrance or roadway improvements. In addition, and subject to the coordination and approval of DelDOT, the existing driveway from the subject property to Route 1 shall remain available for emergency use and access via a Knox box or similar from the restricted access. This driveway entrance shall remain locked and shall not be used by any public or for access or to or from the campground except in case of emergency. This restricted entrance shall be noted on the final site plan and with signage on the site itself. F, all trash and recycling containers shall be screened from the view of adjacent properties and roadways. G, the permanent fence of at least 6 foot in height shall be erected and maintained all by the common boundary with the parcel number 35-09 to provide a visual screen and buffer between the two properties. The location and type of the fencing shall be shown on the final site plan. H, a violation of these conditions may result in a termination of this conditional use. I, the final site plan showing this additional area and incorporating the entire existing campground shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2586, Preston and Mason Dyer, for the conditions and terms stated in the motion. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
Mr. Allen, we need your microphone on.
I vote yes for the reason conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwaters?
I vote yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0.
Madam Chair, just before we go on, just one point of clarification on condition I. You'll note that it required a site plan showing this additional area and incorporating the entire existing campground for the Planning and Zoning Commission's review. The intention of that is not to go back and revisit the prior campground. Obviously, that's been in existence for 40 years. The intention that I'm talking with Mr. Whitehouse and staff is just to make sure that there's one comprehensive site plan that includes everything on file with staff. So I don't want there to be any misconceptions that we're opening up the whole entire campground as a result of that.
Thank you for that clarification. Yes. Okay,